شمم جمال که دوشن کنتنیود بلو شش و خفاف سیونه تاب شمم بای جون تنزنی فایوان منده کنتنیود
According to Rambam, one is able to sachmeid even if the owner finally agrees to give it away or to sell it to the mikabel, as long as the mikabel exerted undue pressure, he kept on nudging, and then the owner of the article won't be the trigger of it. Most sometimes it's not nudging. Starts looting, and he wants to get rid. So he says, all right, I'll sell it to you. So the Mikiah is in on the Sakhi. There is certainly no element of almost. He even was marking it. He's the same. But the consent was procured through excessive pressure. It's not the same thing that the Mikiah did, but you know, through excessive. And undue and unfair pressure, so he finally agreed to do it. So he's there with Saki. So naturally, in a case where there is no element of almost, but with Saki, he's there. So by soil, it is Osea, it is Osea and it's called with Saki. But anyway, the Rambam is being the Kiddush, that even with Sashi, involves the element of almost, but Rav Yoshi is only with six there involves the element of almost.
I meant to say, why couldn't that be the, why couldn't the Rav Yoh, we understand the Rav Yoh exactly as the Rambam. The Rav Yoh only mentions Koi Ba'avon and Gezel, he means Oshik also, and by Lo Yoda, there's no, he agrees with the Rambam, that there's no available Sashok either. The Rav Yoh never says the favorite that there's a Labai that Lo Sashok applies. It's just that was a good way to explain the Rav Yoh, but he's not the favorite. Not that we said this is the Rambam, maybe the Rav Yoh is the same as the Rambam and then also.
Why? Because the question is,
I mean, he mentions Gezel.
One second, but why would be more distinguished between Gezel and Koi Ba'avon? The answer is, because Gezel always involves, Gezel at the end, always involves the element of commerce. Even if he doesn't know, let's say, the actual taking of the chayim is almost, is homos. That's the take. But some male, there is residual. And in residual, there is no awoch eyachat. Mashim, mashibuti, if the abrigi doesn't know. So there is no almost.
This could be both Sam Shoki, the Rav Yoh could be the same way as the Rambam. And the reason it's mutter is because. And the Yaha goes on Lo Sashok and Lo Sitzel, but by Lo Yoda, there's nothing. It's just that. Because the Rav Yoh mentioned Gezel, the Rav Yoh mentioned.
The Rambam is a bit chiddush. He has the kashas in him. Why the Rambam says the chazal?
Rather than such a dochani, Rav Yoh.
That's one the first question. Then the Rav Yoh says, "Did you give your halter as a amu should make in Israel?" But that's another explanation. Why? Because the question is this, and that is discussed by Rav Yoh Friedman. The question is, of course, most Rishonim ask that kid like Mandoma gets lakum, he's also. And not some in the eyes. I mean, the Sakurama, the Sakuratu, or the Shokolo, there are a few Rishonim who pass from like the Mandoma, gets lakum is Musa. Gets lakum is Musa. So, that's the vein. And from the Kedusha Aram is an evidence, Mashma, that the Aloha is like the Mandoma, Gizlakim. But most the Shemini Pasim, like the Mandoma, with Gizlakim is also not there. But the discussion among the Achaim, and that's the whole chapter of Tariq, discussion between the Yom Kippur, the Kapula Rov, and Chaim Roshna. The question is this, when we say Gizlakim, is also not there. Is it on the score of the Bible 3:6? Or it's a separate issue that is deduced from the Chisholm Dineo, from the Haldas Kalami. So that's like an Isarese. That's like an Isar. An Isarese. I think the Chacham Tzvi also discussed it. Now, because you see the Rambam in Hilchas Neve, in the beginning of Hilchas Neve, he said like this, Kavadini Tmomini Shabukute Ulemailo Inge Ralezite Shemema Alwisit Neve Veilekin Alavzesha Intron Tashun Shaganov Yafti Teof Mishal ויחוד הדין כמו מישראל, או הדין כמו פנקום, ויחוד הדין פסקות הוא יסקות. So the pastor's Rosh Rambam indicates that Gnevis, Gnevis from Nakum, from Stilz, from Nalei Kovim, he is able to say name. The same love that he is able to say when he steals from Jew. This in regard to name. Let's see Rosh Rambam by Gezo. Kola Gezo es Chavili Shavit Pute, Eda Blesis. Shenema we six it. In waking our obsession, I accost it with Kiles. She goes out high of the house. Shenema the ancient is at zero. As she goes out king to says it. The Akhtu Sora Fazila in the lake, shall you hide and shall you know the last Tashun in Lake Hall. Then our base. He also meets him cold shoot in tail. After you act, you must be busy in Roshi. He goes to Roshi house. Goes to Yoshi house. So the Rambam doesn't say who seeks anything. So some of them say, and the Flipman or Kanoshia, I think they both say the same thing in the Kutam Church. That while the Shikas Rambam is that Jezlakum is also not here, and they are all Masikan Rezidishte, who says that from the Russian Rezidishte, I mean, that's from the Russian of the Rambam, it's Mashma, that it's not also Nateo. Even though it's not so clear, because the it means not Nateo, it's not before Nateo, like the Rambam Shite, that anything that he gives to the Yiddish Atel and Resh is there. All right, but some say that is the Pshat of the Mishnah. And the Bira Ako himself, is massacred as Mishnah, he says, Rambam is explicitly mentioned in several places, the Sosna Torah. But, Rav Chaim Volozhiner and Rav Yom Flipman, I think they both assume that according to Rambam, there is a distinction between Gnevis Akum and Zeilus Akum. Gnevis Akum not only is Sosna Torah, he is able to say, because the Torah doesn't say the Acho in connection with the Zeilus Akum. We see name of the Torah says in this. Mashiach King Philosophum. So since Riyahu is mentioned in the Pasuk, true that the Riyahu is mentioned immediately after Rishashi. But it's one Pasuk. Rishashi is Riyahu, the Rishashi, the Rishashi, the Rishashi, the Rishashi, the So mainly, according to Rambam, the Riyahu has reference to Rishitzel, so not only to Rishitzel. It modifies the Rishitzel also, the reality. So mainly it doesn't apply to Akum. It doesn't apply to Akum. But there's an Isra Raise. Where is the Isra Raise? From the Ohaldes Kolam. From the Ohaldes Kolam. So I think this many say that in the Chibas Rambam. So that's the second lesson in Rav Yo. First, he says, the first lesson in Rav Yo assumes that Gezlakim is also around the score of the Sigil. So that's what he says, going to meet Gezlakim Yavriyad, it's the way he's behind in Amitzki. Then he says, we do need your halter's army, we should make him Israel. That's in accordance with the Shite, that even though we pass for like Mandoma, Gezlakim is also But even the Mandoma who says Gizlakim is Oseh, he also agrees with the Mandoma that Gizlakim is Muter, that the Riyachal modifies not only the Rishashi, it modifies the Rishizel as well. But it's also out because of the special drosha from the Ohalto Eskolan. From the Ohalto Eskolan. Now and then, according to the Rambam, it might be, as Rabbi Yonatan Friedman and Rabbi Chaim Volozhin say, that the sizzle doesn't apply, but there is an issue that I say, anyway, Din Torah is it. But they say, the Halta is for Ani, as the Rabbi Yonatan says. According to Rambam, there might be another issue. Another issue. I mean, no one mentions that. But I think that could be the Shiksa Rambam. Now, I mentioned once in the Shirin Dushi, in connection with Isha Sakhna, in connection with Isha Sakhna. So, the Lord in Dushi, so the Ho says, the Hoshak, the Horiso Vashiri, or Isha Sipasteya, appear in Shishish. So, Isha says, the Kashe, why do we need a special posse? That even by Shishish, the hetero was there. But there is a loha shmina, a sheish is veil, prat, leish is achil, so the few nise for a shishish does not apply to a leish is achil, because there is no dushi for an achil. So the Ravon says that Ashidina Feshish Israel, Rabbish Sakhirin, only implies a need of Misa, but not of Risino. The Risino applies if somebody commits adultery and the Risha is Goy, so is it a Risino. But it's only a need of Misa. That's what Rabbon says. But Tesis is Hail Kiddush. The Bible says, doesn't give the same terms as the Rabbon and Shas. The Rabbon says, the Ishis Reakum, only implies the mute of Nise, but the love of the Sinner of Israel. The love of the Sinner of Israel. So, but this is Mashma, that Ashidina Peshish Israel, Rabbi Ishis Achilini, is a mute not only of the Hindus. In other words, even of the love of the Sinner. The Sinner applies only to an Ishishish good dush, but an Akum has no dush. It's a different kind of Ishis. Is not dush, not ishes out in dush. So there is no issue. So the question arose, why does the Torah have to mention settled to us also that the Jewish Muhammad there is a heter in Pasea, but since there is a heter and the Issa of Akum, some marriage should be heter of the Issa of Shishish as well, because there is no Issa of Shishish by Akum. So he says, even though the love of Rizino does not apply by Ishis Akum, but Peter Bakhtish to Ishis Chaveri does. Now the question is raised by some, and he says, but the Lord Sanhedrin learns out from the Pesuk of Peter Bakhtish to Ishis Chaveri that the Beneach is Muzar Arayas, and all the Arayas, the Beneach is Muzar. So he is implicit in the posik of the Dovak Bishe, because that posik is mentioned in connection with Meneach, I mean it was before Meneach, Yolo. I mean the same thing, Meneach, Yolo. So what bearing does the tell upon Israel when this posik applies to Meneach? So I mentioned, in the Shia tradition, the very simple characters, which are curious, is the right shot of Jesus. Before Sinai, so certain mitzvahs were revealed. So how many mitzvahs were revealed in Moro before Sinai? Esa mitzvahs. Which are the Esa? Sheva shekibu alein minayach, veisifu alein dinim v'shabes v'tugdah. Dinim d'chsiv shom som yechek v'mishpot, shabes v'tugdah d'chsiv כאשר ציפרה ושמור יקחו. ואומר רב יהודה, כאשר ציפרו אמור, נפים בייס ומוד בייס. Now, so, what does it mean? דין, ציפרה ואין דין. But, דין is one of the שאלה מיסים נייח. So, גימור says, that נייח were only in Stavah and in Nomenes, not in Knosses. And גימור, the Jews were only in Stavah and certainly in Knosses as well. Over in the ball, the general of the Mormons. But the moral of the Jews were on its tabe. And the Shalom is in the Yachtu. Why did they have to be on its tabe and the Shalom is in the Yachtu? All people, all human beings were on its tabe. All the Mavishnu was on its tabe. The Yachtu was on its tabe. Why is it necessary to have a special tzibu? The moral of the Zion tzibu. The answer is to the Rambam in the first edition, Kung, in the Roshe, mentions a very basic law. He says, you should know that we are hired to be mal our children, and the Mashmi, not because of the tzibur that the Rebbeinu Shalom built up on me, because we took the ordinance of Hachalot. So Jews are only bound by the tzibur of the Torah. They are not bound by tzibur that were given prior to Torah. So why are Jews mechuye to be now a child on any day? Because of the tzibur in the Torah that was revealed this year. Not because of the tzibut al-Kongen. And he says the same thing in respect to the law of Al-Kim Yirtu Yisroel and Yamoshe. That's not good. I don't want to go into it. So Jews are also committed in Yamoshe, not because of the tzibut Yaakov. Bnei Yaakov were also committed in Yamoshe because of the tzibur that was given, that was revealed to Yaakovin, Mashiach in Jew, because of the tzibur in Sinai. Because of the tzibur in Sinai. So that means the Jews cannot be bound by tzibuyim that are not tzibuyim of the Torah. Goyim, they did not accept the Torah, so they are bound by the tzibuyim that were revealed to the condition in the Nach. But Jews, only the Tzibui HaTorah that were revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Not at Sinai, it has to be at Sinai. There are certain mitzvahs that were revealed before Sinai. HaChidush HaZeh Lachem, that was in Mitzrayim, before Sinai. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChidush, and common mitzvahs in respect to Pesach and Korban Pesach, before Sinai, before Moroi, so that's also Tzibui HaTorah. Anything that was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Tzibui HaTorah. So the reason is why in Moroi, the Jews had to receive the tzibuyim of the Zionists, but all human beings were bound as Zionists. But since the Jews were chosen from all the nations, so Nitra Teor Mishacha Aloha, and they couldn't be bound by any tzibuyim that were prior to the Mosatot. But more, even though it preceded Matthor the Sinai by close a month. So, but that was part of the Torah, even though it was before Sinai. So Mele, in order that the Jews should be bound by the Zionists in the Neach, that is obligatory upon even upon the Neach, so they had to receive an extra tzibur. So as a mitzvah is established for the law, Sheva shekibu alein in the Neach, v'yisif alein, dinim v'shabes v'tidah, they extra dinim in ignosis. So that means that all the Zionists in the Neach are implicit in the posse of more shom som lecheik u'mishpe. Now one of the Zionists receives Gezel. Some mele, and as far as the Issa Gezel of Neach is concerned, is there a difference between Gezel Yisrael or Gezel Akum? And the Neach is not allowed to Gezel an Akum either. Not after Yisrael. Some mele, a Yisrael apart from the person of the Achaltes Olam. So, a Yisrael is not allowed to Gezel an Akum, because of the same Yisrael of Gezel of Neach. But as far as Jews are concerned, so it's not binding upon Jews because of the Tzibut of Neach, because we have only such a law. But the same Zionists in Neach will reveal the more. So that's why it's us. Anyway, so this is that we can say in the Rambam, but the Rabbi says in the second motion, the reason is why, of course, I was saying, when the Irish knows of the Chayi, he's also a Bayakun, because Rachaltes Kohan. Why doesn't the first motion he says because of the Sigma? Second motion he says because Rachaltes Kohan, because the second motion agrees with the wonders of Rabbi Yonder Friedman and Rabbi Chaim Marozhenev, that even though we pass in his lack, he is also there, but it's not on the score of his sixth. The sixth doesn't apply to Nakum, because the Riachel that is mentioned in connection with the Sashe applies, modifies the sixth as well. The Sashe is Riachel to the sixth, and the Solim to the Sophon of Tchad Beker. But is because of the new Issa, like the Issa Reset, that is deduced from the Ochalto Escolar. But these are the two missions. Now let's see how the Ramot passes this in. The Yisrael Shoyachayim Le'akum Umeis Imin Akum Yedim Izeh in the high of the years, more high to come in. So we explain it on the basis of almas. That's how it's much more than the Washington Rabbi. However, if you look into the idea of here, and see in Rish Kedimu, you see something in Mara. He explains it differently. Even though, I mean, why should he explain it differently? After all, he cites the Mordechai, and the Mordechai points out, because if he doesn't know, there's no Alma, so it's not Gezel, it's not the Mir Kodesh Kol Alma. But he says something else. He said, Umbuy Hashem, din yidim ha'akum mizeh, v'inimar zelem, koye dobe. V'inir ala nizdaiti, the Biragila says, disfir ala, the leitiwa hatiwa momin ha'akum, elokin ha'vede. Mushikosu v'yil v'sinen rei samachlo. V'chei mozosi ha'akei, v'rambam p'edale milchuzile. The Rambam mentions there in connection with Tori Sakum Shetor Neila. So that's like Avera Sakum. In other words, if you give him a dollar, Gakum, and you tell him, give him change, and I'm not going to count it, so I'll rely on the change. So he gives him the change, then later he comes home and he counts up the change. He sees that instead of a dollar coins, so Gakum gave him a dollar and 10 cents. So it's mutter. So it's mutter. So it's mutter. Alright. So that's all Ram says. But the Biragila explains this thing of the Ramor that it's only mutter and Daakum doesn't know, because if he doesn't know, it's like Abede, it's lost to Daakum. How is the child to say Abede in respect to Shibuni? So the Biragila holds Monekshah. If there is a locher avede, avede sakum teres, even in respect to a specific thing, so alachas kama v'chamo, the same heter applies to shibud. The same heter applies to shibud. So this is how the argument.
The sma also.
Yeah, the sma.
The same. I saw the sma.
Yeah, the sma. Yeah, the sma also. The taz explains it all to you. Yeah, the smiles. Avul yeshi akum, oi shohak yeyin ze koi govet, in case of Shamor, we need a tamu king that we need a sovi to be called Zele, because like Mosia, Avul yeyo be all avade. Yeah, and then when the Taz explains it altogether different, he said, nearly, Hakam that course, our course is short. Mushikos of the same machine in this. Oh, Monisha. If, of course, our course is short, so then it should be Mutter and Mutter and Mutter and Mutter. So then it is also Mishim Kalash. So he says, Rabbi Mokim, she idea, she is Kalash. She is Kalash. Oh, Mushikos, some, we see. We see men shinun tes. Usma kosav divle yoda muter mishvidro vita goi. Uvi yoda osea mishvidez laki. I don't see the whole vita. The whole vayat oma vita momina. Oma vayate goi. Oma vayate goi. Vita momina. I don't see the expression usma. But it might be in the prisik. In the tour, Khajinishim. So there in my French, Rovayatagoy. But here he says it's because of Abhida Sakum. Now, Abhida Sakum is embarrassed, not because of Rovayatagoy, I mean, that is strange. Anyway, but the chat of the Taz is certainly difficult, because the Mordechai says so many words, Koye Bobingero. Now let's turn to the Shittas Rambam. Now we went over the whole sugya of Avohas Kinechas yesterday. Now let's go over, let's see how the Rambam passes the whole meaning of Avohas Kinechas. Thank you. Now, just before we go over the Rosh Hashanah Rambam, so it is worth, I mentioned it yesterday, but it's important to remember what the B.R. Gore says, that the Rambam had a different Gersin in the Gemara. The difference consisted in the omission of one letter, the Dalet. In other words, whereas in our text, so the Rosh Hashanah Gemara is Rabba Shoma, B'muches Akum, B'tanye, Yisroel Akum, Shebohu Lodin, so the Rambam was here is Rabba Shoma, B'muches Akum, period. And then, Tanye, in Uriya, not B'tanye. In other words, all you have to do is to remove the Dalet. Throw the Dalet. Tanye. That's what the B.R. Gore says. That's what the B.R. Gore says in the Rambam. Now let's see. Let's see the Rosh Rambam. In Pirkei Milchasim Bavede, Haloche Yudbeis. No, Haloche Yudalot anyways. Or let's Haloche Yudbeis, because. Alright, Bamed Mahmoud, let's start from Haloche Yudalot. Yud might involve us in other questions. We'll just take more time. Pamedwa mamurim shamuches keis li bizman shamuches akum oyimuches oyimid meilo oyimuches oyimid machmas hamelech vein li kitzvo el mikeach mashi yirtze umaniach mashi yirtze ava mech sheposki hamelech yo mashi tashni shirhidiyah oyimakotu ואין מוכס ישראל מגזחיל אקסל המלך, ונדע שאותם זה נאמר, ואין מייסיק פלום על מה שקודר המלך, אין מלכס כתגז להם, לפי שידן המלך דימו, ולא יהיה אלו שמועי ואיר המבדיח ממך הזה, מפני שהוא גייז ילמון עשה מלך, בין שוי המלך עקב, בין שוי המלך ישראל. נראית, תרמבם, the Al-Shemi discusses the Rambam. Like this, we could say that the reason everybody says that the Rambam passes across Al-Bosi of Nakam and Bosi. The Rambam passes across Al-Bosi of Nakam is us. So, we could say, because on that question whether across Al-Bosi is us or Nakam is a machleches anymore. Because only Rabashi says that the Mishnah in Klayim, the Mishnah in Klayim of Reb Shimon Eimer Mishnah in Bakide, Muta Lavriach as Hameches, has reference to Muchas Akum. So then even if he's not in the Mashenitim, according to Shmuel, so it has reference it is reference only to Muhashemi Kitzvo or Muhashemi Melo. The implication being, if he's not in Melo or Yeshem Kitzvo, even if he's a hobby, so then it's also Abayat Zemechis. So maybe the Rambam passes like the other among them. But the Rambam happens to pass the Rabashi Sekinti too. And the Rambam mentions that when do we say that in Muches, as it in a release in the Muches, in the Kihob? So the Mitzvah was the Kihob, the collectors, the Kihob collectors of taxes used to take more than they were authorized by the king. More than they were authorized. So, Mashiach came in the Muhasis oil. So this is what Kavashi says. This is what Kavashi says. Kavashi, Kashi is, how does Rabbi Akiva say that Mutal HaRviach HaMeches Bodin El Malchus HaDinei? So it's Gezel. So it's Gezel from the Melech. So it says the Mishnah is referenced where the tax collector reads and it's hobby. So he collects too much. So Mele, when you evade that tax that is unauthorized, you're not a dazzler. Mashiach, if the Muchas is in Israel, even if Israel didn't buy the tax from the king, and the Israel collects it for the king, and the king is in the hobby, so then the Israel who evades the taxes is a dazzler. So Shikas HaRambam is, if somebody doesn't pay taxes, he is a gazel, shouldn't be much money. According to the Rambam, any Jew who invades the income tax, he is a gazel and he is proselytes. But Kasachon are not proselytes. All those who are neglectful, because they are shaykhim, they think that they know the deed and that it's mutar. So the shaykh won't does not become the Rosh the Chomos. But if somebody would know the deed, if somebody would know the deed, then he would become proselytes if he doesn't pay the taxes. Actually. Anyway. So that's why the Rambam does pass like Kavashi. But still he holds that Avroch HaSameches involved in Misalges. So that's why the Rambam says. That's why the Rambam says in Avroch HaDalet. So according to the Rambam, the business by Rav Ashi says that it's mutal HaRviach HaMeches if the Muches is an Akum is not because of course Al Vosi is mutal, but because an Akum ordinarily is a gazler. He collects more than he's authorized. But suppose we know that the Akum is an honest person, he doesn't collect a penny more than what is authorized by law, then you are allowed to be Matriyah Melech. You are allowed, and it's Gezel. Ramon says, is it Gazler? Is it Gazler? Now what difference does it make? Whether the collector is a Jew or is an Akum. As long as he's honest. But in a son, an Akum, he's not honest. He's not honest. So, what the Gemara says is because of course all of us. So this is the question of the old days. If you are going to answer the Kashi. So he said that the Rambam made a different deal, said he wasn't here as they can yet, but so it's new Indian. So, Mimele, that's new Indian. So, of course, I will say it's no bailing. I'm the Indian of Avroch HaSameches. I'm the Indian of Avroch HaSameches. And that's what the Chronologia says, the same thing in his Shuvah Targumdati. But let's see how the Mishnah came about. Because Mishnah apparently did not assume that the Rambam had a different Gersay anymore. And because Mishnah assumed that the Rambam had the same Gersay, even though the change in Gersay only involves one letter. Because Mishnah assumed that the Rambam was also Gersay. They can't, if we are Gersay, they can't, not can't. So then, Kavashi is based upon of course all Vosi. So why does the Rambam say? So why does the Rambam say that if the collector is a Jew, even though he didn't buy the mechas from the Melech, so then it's also to be Mavriya the mechas. It's also to be Mavriya. So let's see what the Mishnah says. Inside. very strange chains. So, they say Muchasaku means not just he was appointed as a collector, but he bought it. So then, if the Muches is in Israel, then Yamatia Dalvoye of Israel. If the Muches who bought it is an Akum, so Yamatia from an Akum. Bishemu Yishlema, the Hochesham, Shehem Yamelach Israel, Midwesley Helke, the Haveki Yamelach Atzmei Bibel, the Hashke, Yerbachi, the Voda Yishpil Hashem Yavo. So that's why it says. But the Rambam says Jerusalem is a malach. The Rambam doesn't talk about Sakone, the angel, about Hashem. The Rambam mentions Hashem here. The Rambam doesn't mention Hashem here. The Rambam mentions Jerusalem, which is Jerusalem is a malach. Our Akum Shechoka Ameches in a malach. She always in the Voda. הוא הגיע בדבר סכון סלפושס, ואחר של המלך מפסיד בזה, הוא שאומר שמותר להבריח ממנו המחס להב את הפרס על זה. What is סכון סלפושס and חיל השם to do with this? What is it to do? סכון סלפושס, he is a bigger avail than devil and than anything else. But the Rambam emphasizes the Gezel aspect. So what's the Pshar meaning? Now let's see how the Mechaba passes there. The Halacha in Shemalot. She's a Mechaba. אבל מוכה שפוסקי המלך הוא יפיל בבוקות הוא ואפילו ציבו של ישראל יקי יצם נעק הוא מכל מוקים מקרה בבוקות הוא בכל מיש וסי הלפה תהלוכה מקווי איזה תביע נספור בגוונן אני, of course most Jews would say if the מלך is such an anti-Semite that he applies a higher rate of taxes vis-à-vis the Jews. So it's a mitzvah not to pay taxes. The biggest mitzvah. And you'll be able to get the Hetamir Avon for that mitzvah. I mean, very quickly today. But there are more mentions in the name of the Marik that even the Melech is not a little. Even anti-Semite at all. If the Melech says that Goyim have to pay 10% and Jews have to pay 15% of their income, isn't that anti-Semitic? Of course it's anti-Semitic. So it's not futile, you know, to refuse to pay taxes. This is what Halacha requires of the Jews. So he says, so it's still didn't want. But you see what she is oil looking this and Yaku, Nikol Mokin, Mikre the Rokots of the Holish. Even though Jews have to pay a higher rate. Of course, in this country where there is a constitution that guarantees against discrimination, then we have to fight it. Because under the Dine Malchuse, it's not legal. But if under the Dine Malchuse, it's legal. So we owe it to the Malchus. The Emi Muhas is oily facing in the left. The Neda, so in the Hava Pasta Yangam, the Neda, Sheodom Zen Neemon, the Nesit Yom Al Mashikosa Amelech. Aimi the Cheskas Gazlan, Mishim the Dine the Malchus Dine. ומיועי אלו שהמבריח ממך זה אין ברליסי של רמות כדי what?
which sin is
this? סין שין סמכתס סיבו ומיועי אלו שהמבריח ממך זה של ראש נרמבמיז גזל מונס המלך so אין בימות נשאו גזל מונס המלך תרמות פרין אין ברליסי So what we see that the Ramot doesn't agree with Rabbi Yonatan Wittmann. Rabbi Yonatan Wittmann, well, we could say maybe he does agree as far as the Ramot is concerned. But the Ramot himself holds that there is a sin. In other words, that Gezel Akumet is also בין שאול המלך ישראל, בין שאול המלך עקב. יחי עם ישראל קונה הנכס, מהמלך המבדיח עצמי, הרי זה גיזו ישראל שקונה. דן, ברמוסס, ביי שאימרים, דעתינו ידוע, דעל ישראל כי יחליסה מהקצבו, מכל מוקים עושו להבריח ממנו דבר הקוצו. והדה כי גיזו מהגזר ביוסס. עגול קון יעקוב, איזמות, משום דאבי כעקוס הלבוסי, נשאור את מוקי דולת שחיר לשם. סודות סטטיסט מישנס טרס, כס מישנס וקשה, כס מישנס שום, ללרם במדסין יעושה אסוויה, נעת איזה ביו עגוס. קון ליעגול ולבו קשה ללרם, בגלל בגימורה doesn't say that because I was in Utah in connection with that verse on us. But according to Sahishi, the number of medicine here says we, and according to the here says that we have daytime, not time. So Gimori is saying that the reason is why the Muhas Akum is Utah Abdullah and Mecha is because of Kasalvosi is Utah. So what difference does it make whether the text is due to the Melech himself? So then it is Nosea, Machmas Zere, or it was bought by another Yitchot. And it's not due to the Melech, but it is due to the other Akum. So then it is Mutter to be Mavriach from the other Akum. That's the question. Now let's see. Arun Kole Akum Mutter. משום דהבי כעקוס על בוסי משורי במוקי נתחיל השם. זאת זה רמוסי. ויהי שני, דאפי למוחס ישראל, אם הוא מקומי לעצמי, רגיל ולמלך, Achargabdi Osala Priyahi. So according to the Rambam, there is a misagest. But there is another Shite. There's a Shite of the Rambam. So he says, Achargabdi Osala Priyahi Kiyahi Nishmose. Mikomoki, Imodoma Priyahi, Imi Muches Woket Eise, Lite, the Avika, Kores Alvose, in short. New image was the mission, dear Asanalech, Bada Yochelokis. So, the Mechaber passed completely like Rambam. The Rambam is Chilik and Dara Rishayim. The other Rishayim say that Muches Akum that is Mutea means because the Ayamakia, the Alvoye, the Shibuni, come now. So Mela, even if the collector is a Jew, but if the Jew is only an employee, he just collects. He doesn't collect it for himself, he didn't buy the tax from the Melech. So it's only for Mutah. Because the Melech is an app. The Melech is an app. The Melech is an app. That's what the Ram says. That's what the Ram says. According to the Rambam, is because of Mishneh. And the student of Rambam Shite. So there is a distinction between the case where the tax is due to the Melech himself. Now, today we have no Melech, we have no Republic, but it's a Malchus, so it's the state, the federal government. So that's the Melech. So then it is also to be Mafkia Lechayit. It is also to be Mafkia Lechayit. And the case according to the Rambam, that the tax is due to the Melech himself, then there is no heter of Kozomus. But if another Akum bought it from him, and that Kohes Alvose is towards the Akum who bought it, so then there is the echo of Masalos, according to the music. And that's how the Mechaber passes for Aloche. That's how the Mechaber passes for Aloche. So then the Ram says, the Ramos says, no, the Ram is Chilik in the Rambam. And the Ram holds that even if the text is due to the Melech himself, since a Jew didn't buy it, so that Kohes Alvose is Kilapi whom? Kilapi Nidchom. The Melech is also Nidchom. He's also Nidchom. So Mele, there is no Isagest. But look at the way that Rambo mentions the Shittes Aram. So the Rambo mentions Shittes Aram. Yeshemin that to Amuches Yisroel in the Kohen Le'atzme, Radeva Melech, Adal Dabdi Osola, Vriach, Kiyadin, and Nofu. It's also to be matriach, but therefore it is. Mikol ki modem matriach, eyun muches loket eisei lite. The habekach das alvos in shop. If the Yisrael bought it, then he can force the Yisrael to pay. He can come to his house and let an attachment allowed because there should be the horse. But if the soil didn't buy, the soil is only the collector, so he cannot force him to pay it. But the Jew is Matriya the Mechas, even according to the Rambam, has an Aver. What kind of Aver do we have? So look at the Bila Gol. The Bila Gol is Chayuk. And he says the Ram Dorin doesn't say that it's also to be Matriya. He only says that he's not allowed to take his shvuah. You see, because the Mishnah Dorin
Christ.
Nejdlin, tak zvaným vejst, myšlím do cest, nejdlin le a rogin le chomin le muchsin, ši jí trumo, that's the same myšlí, že jí mohli mu kame zajíc, ši jí trumo, a po píše jí trumo, ši jen šel by za nových, a po píše jí šel by za nových. In other words, the melech is granting immunity to trumo, or property that's on this amount, that you shouldn't have to pay taxes on that property. So suppose the Muchas comes to collect a tax on certain articles, and it's not homo. So the Jew says it's homo. He's lying. He says it's homo. So the Muchas says to him, I don't believe you. You know how I believe you? If you take an edda, and if you say, I assert all the bosa, all the fruits upon myself, in case this article is not true. And he takes such an edda, or in Mishwood, but in his mind, he thinks, I'm only asking for the duration of the day. That's what he thinks in his mind. But one can ready in the body. So the Gemara says, since he does it Mahmasuitse, there is an underneath. It is apparent to all Jews that he had that thought of limiting to the duration of the day. So it's not a function. Why is it such a limit? Because he is being cursed. The Gemara is a kasha. So they never leave the who may see this force of stuff. The other of this field was going to be is a giant. Because if it's in a state of coercion, so then there is a need of the Mucha that this is the thought he had in his mind, even though he doesn't verbalize it. So the Ram says, the Chiyan in the Malchus of Dine, Hanelinin shim koreach of Mechazeh, Chayobin Mikroyes Amechaz. Vichinamein li korei say, Elashu mun eligis Amechaz, Shein Rashoi, Yisroel Chabir, Yishba Shein Trumo. The letter will say, Kim di dine de Malchus Edine. Kim Malchus Edine. So the Ram says, all the Ram says, that if the Muchas didn't buy it, the Muchas is always only collector for the milk. So, but he didn't buy it. So the tax is due. The tax is due to the Malach himself, even though, of course, our boss is Mukher, but he cannot take a neder, because when is he allowed to take a neder? Only when he's subjected to coercion. But in the case where the Muchas is Jewish, even though he didn't buy the text from the Melech. So the chayv is due to the Melech, and the Melech is in the Chovit. So that, and of course, of course, he is Muta. So there will be no Isha Gezel if he is Mavriya the Melech. But since it is due to the Melech anyway, except that there is a head, but it's due to the Melech. So Mele, he's not an oz. What kind of an oz is he? What kind of oz? The Muches wants to take away something to which the Melech is entitled. To which the Melech is entitled. So Mele, he cannot take it out. So that's all that the Ram says. The Ram does not say that he chose to take away the Meches. But the only thing is, he's not a god. That the Rambo put in. So the Goyim is massive against the Rambo. The Rambo says here. Yeshim, that two Amulet is royal. In the economy of Asmi, I gave them another. I forgot the Osawa, Via, Mikaya, Vina, the Lord, who said, Mikolo can be modem of Briach, only Muches Loki can say, Lite, the Abbe can curse our Borsi, the Shor. Miu in Yeish was there, we should give us a Melech, para your Lotis. So, the Ramos says two things. After God, the Osala of Briach, we can't be more to say. So the call is Chilik and Ramon. And the process, where does the Ram say that? That it's just about there. The Ram only says that it's also with there, because there is no Aedes. But he doesn't say that it's also about there in such case. Look in the Biyarbo. So the Chil, Os Chodimu, in the Biyarbo. So the Chil. The Oran will cross out of the Osa Linde or Ishakia Bechaika. Why? Because there is no Linde in Mucha. When is there a Linde in Mucha that he means to answer the parents or the Boso only for the duration of the day if he is an Onus? But here, what kind of an Onus is he? He is forced to give it to the Melech to whom it is due. It is legally due. So that I will have reaction, but the Ram will hold that it's more than mafia. Alright, so then the other thing that the Ram says, Miu in Yeish was a Mishindira Samelech, Vada Yochan Lopetis. So what's the charge? Because it's a question of Hashem. No. So the Biyarbo says, Mushikosov, that's in Braisin in Sakas Mots, Hagin Vesameches Kishikadon. So, obviously, the Gros did not understand the Ramor, the Krishna says, the people is Yerushalayim, then the Muches Yisrael can use force against the Jew in taking away the tax, in collecting the tax from the Jew. It can use force. Not because of Sakonis and Poshis. If it's because of Sakonis and Poshis knowledge, so then why do they have to mention a pricing sex market? But everybody knows that if it's has to show in the situation where it might endanger the lives of Jews, of course he can force it. Then the biggest mitzvah, if he forces it, will be matzil volumes for from Sakone. He has to mention a price in his smoches. So, what is the price in his smoches? I forgot to ask him. The price in his smoches says, Hagini Vesameches, and Maria Sameches, Harezeki Mushik of Domin, the Mushik of Domin will bar, El Kiyu, over that the Zore, the Hilas Ashabis, and some other obvious mentions. So the question lies here, there is a memorial of the Kamehame that says that Mutalabria Sameches. Mutalabria Sameches, it's Mutal. And here the Pricing Sachsmoches says that he has the same status as Shivadomin, he is a Roshe. He has the status of Shivadomin, to which he from the Bible, the Amizor, etc. false shadow. How can these two demores be reconciled? So the answer is the demoring overcome the demores by the exhibition. Demoring overcome is reference to the case where the Melech is not practiced. Let's say when the text is not to be collected by Melech himself. As it was customary, you know, for the ancient rulers to sell all the texts to a certain individual. You know, sometimes many Jews became rich by buying from the Melech the texts. You see? So then the Melech doesn't care. Let the Jew pay the texts, let him not pay the texts. What does he care? He already got a price for it from the purchaser of the texts. So then it's middle of the year. Some of that is because of questfulness. But if a Jew didn't buy it, when the Jew was just appointed as a collector, and the Jew has to collect it for the king, so then the king will be very angry at the Jew. So then, very angry. So there is fear, meaning he'll apply severe punishment. So then, it's also to be marvelous. Why? Because it will injure the lives of Jews. So you mentioned a price is as much as. Why mention a price is as much as? If you do endanger the lives of Jews, of course. So is there any the Jew who refuses to pay the taxes? No, so it means, even though we know that he will not never find out, and it will not endanger the life of any Jews, nothing, but, because never, the Melech will never find out, but if in the event of finding out, he'll have it, the Melech will have a big pay there. So then the Jew is allowed to use force in collecting the taxes from them. I mean, that's the washing of the exhibition. There's a washing of the exhibition. Said, Yishema Yishema, the Hoka Shana, Shem, the Noah, his father, is the Chalke, the Habitu, the Noah, Hatsmi, the Bay, the Hashim will watch him in what I wish to Hashem be done with him. After she is a constant worship be done. Our Akum Shechoka and Mechas and Amelech shows him in what I will hear the Dolos a constant worship. Meacha Shem Amelech Mapsi Pose, who shom who shem mutal of Rech. So according to the Rambam, when is it mutal of Rech? When is it mutal of Rech? Only when the Melech is not mafsid, when he sold it to some other person, not a Akum. So he doesn't care, what does he care? Whether the Akum, the purchaser, will collect the tax or not, he doesn't care. But if the Melech is mafsid, so then it's not mutamutam of Kosovo's. Why should he do that? Instead of Kosovo's here anyway. Alright, if it's mafsid, so then he might become angry at Jews, so it's another reason. But that's not the reason as to why what the Mishnah emphasizes. That's what the Mishnah emphasizes. And, you see, the Mechaber passes completely like that. The Ramor passes his nature, and he passes like the Rami, that he's not a Gaza. According to the Pesach of the Mechaber, if the tax is due to the Melech himself, and today due to the Malkus, that's the Melech himself, no one can buy up the federal income tax from President Reagan today, so it's due to the Malkus of the government. So maybe according to the Pesach of the Mechaber, anyone who doesn't pay the tax to the Melech, so when it's due to the Melech himself, is the Gazer. Is it Gaza? And the Rambam says, it's even a secret. But the Rambam himself passes like the Ram, a Gaza in the Mizm. what each also to be Maria the Mechas anyway. Then the Gros says, according to the Rambam, so it's not in Mosa. So what's the Machlokes? Why is it Mosa? And what's the Pshat? What difference does it make? Whether there is Yire or there is no Yire, in other words, no, I see. And I think I have this little bit on. See, in the case where the Melech is Makbid, then he's a Gazan according to everybody. That in the Gros is not here. But in the case where the Melech, in the case where there is no Yirasan, so then the Ramor says, Pastor Zaldran, that the Gazlan he isn't, because it's a question, let's say, but it's also to be Matriach anyway. Even if the Melech is not Matriach, it's also to be Matriach. And the Gros says, no, according to the Ram, so it's not in Mosa to be Matriach. But the Gros is not Chirik, and the second being mentioned by the Ramor, in the age of Zem, you should give us a Melech, by the Yochlok, then there is an Isra Gezel too. This is what the Mishnah says in the Ramah. And then, even according to Ramah, if there is Yiras HaMalach. Now, there is no doubt today, that today, when you don't pay, there is Yiras HaMalach. And even if the one who tries to evade the tax is very clever and very shrewd, there is still a possibility that he will be apprehended. Because today, the use of the computer, so the government can find out the most esoteric secrets. The most. So there is always Yiras HaMalach. Today there is Yiras HaMalach. And today, 100 years ago, the Malach was maybe very market. Like city income tax in the city of New York. Who pays the city income tax in the city of New York? No one pays the city tax. I do pay, even now I pay, because I have a certain earning from flights. So I send in every year about $25 to the city government. But who pays? Because the city government is not marked. Fortunately or unfortunately, it's not marked. And if it's not marked, it's an own pays. But federal income tax, when the mouth finds out, so you can put in jail for 15 years too, if the mouth finds out. So that's the situation where there is here Machmas Amalek. And where there is here Machmas Amalek, so then the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is of the Mechaber and the Mor, everybody, that it involves an Isha Gezel. How is that to be explained? Well, I think it is very simple. It is to be explained on the basis of the Shita of the Rabbio. And the Rambam passes like that. The Rabbio says that when is Akkos Kavosim there? Akkos Kavosim is only there if an Akkum lent a Yisrael thousands, and then the Akkum died, and the son doesn't know about it. And no one knows. Only the Jew knows. So then, of course, I wasn't people. Why? Because then, there is no alms. Then there is no alms. Now, here, is there alms? He couldn't, in the case of Avraham Samaras, when he puts on an extra coat, initially, why? He puts on an extra coat. Now, he puts it on, the Melech declared that any beggar that is worn by a person is in you, is not subject to taxes. Now, if you put it on, the tax collector comes and he says he's wearing the coat, he'll assume that the Tony also wears the coat, not the only now. I mean, whenever he goes outside, he wears the coat, the jacket. He wears it frequently, but the Melech doesn't know. The Melech, the tax collector, the Muchas doesn't know that he only put it on for a few minutes. That the Muchas should think that he is wearing it, usually. So, is there an element of almus? Is there an element of almus here? What kind of almus? Now the Chazaka, he certainly couldn't take Yotchazoko told the Melech, the Melech has the upper hand against him. But he's deceiving the Melech and the Muchas by putting on the extra coat, the extra jacket, and the Muchas and the Malchus will think that he's wearing it. Usually, the truth is he doesn't wear it. He'll come home and immediately get on. He'll wear it only for half an hour. It will deceive the Muchas. Is there no response? Is there no response? There is no element. There is no element. Suddenly, and the Muchas doesn't know that it takes his on the coat. The Muchas doesn't know that the tax is due on the Sefer, because the Muchas thinks that it shall fall on Shabbos Malach. He fooled the Muchas. But there is no element of almost here. It's not your Chazoko, it's not Dunya Divayigzel as Hanis Melamitzri. It's the Rodneve. It's in a deceptive way. So that's why he is not the Gazel, the Mafia Gazelas. Because of course, not their house does not involve any sort of Gazel Rakhid. And here it's not their house. Oh, but the Kamos says, it's Shatina. True, it's not their house. But it's a deceptive manner. So why it doesn't involve any sort of Gazel of the Sitzel? Or the houses for Ami, wherever the Israel is reduced from, but there's an Israel, there's Gaza, yes, and as the Rambam says, in the ways of killing Pirusha Mishra, that any artist, any Gaza's das, comes within the process, is the artist and Shem, called Israel, called Israel, and we tell us, is Mitawagin, called Israel, called Israel, any trick, any artifice, any deception, even not demonic. So he comes within himself called the Avos Hashem, called Yisraele, called Yisraele, and the bit for him, whom, in Pesach Moshe says, that it comes within the love of this neighbor, with us, even not this one. So there's an Israelite with us. So that's why that's why the Ramos says that even according to the Ram, that it's Mutter, it's Mutter with a Gesel. It doesn't mean it's Mutter with a Gesel. It involves, why is it Mutter with a Gesel? Because there's no Alves. No Alves. It's not doing it like you can use the Mitzvah. But he deceives the Muchas, so he's giving us a Gesel. So he's giving Das Abrius. Now, that's what the Ramos says. The core is religion. The core says it's intellect. Now, the question is, the Ramon is right. The Ramon is right. After all, it should involve the Israel of Neva Das. And he said, Nigel's last words. And he said, okay, last words. Why is the core religion? The child is this. What's the aloha? Now, the Piragiva says, that the reason is why the Rabbio says that if the Yiddish doesn't know, so then we'll call it all this. Is because if he doesn't know, it's like Avidasah. Now Avidasah is with Teres. Now the child is this. The Rebbeim says that even the Kodit and Mandoma has a Rakhmus Mutter. But if somebody does it, they will it from the Nakut. Let's say a Rakhmus Shetzia, or you know it's Mutter. Then he'll do the Tanyomite. And Sukkot, he will not do the kind of mitzvah of Lukach and Lachem Bayim HaMishnah. Because even though Gezel Akum is Mutter under certain circumstances. So, but Shalei it is not. It cannot become his. In other words, after all, he took it away without the consent of the Akum, he took it away from him, because the Akum was Messiah. Okay. So yes, he had to take it away from him. But he was mathematically, how could we acquire title in the world? So even though his Akum is Mutea, so it's only a heter, but he cannot be Zeichen. The Shaili is, how about Abinis? Achad also learned that his Mutas is it analogous to Keslakum, where Lochemit is it, or Abinis is the, then is Machoris Achemit. The Bach, like in 2 years a day, I see the book in the board, it's like, I can't go over. So he says that what the Rebbe says in respect to Keslakum, even though it's Mutas, but Chalei doesn't become some Mele is true also of Abilis. In other words, if somebody will take an Abilis Akum, so he will not be in his Agesso. But suppose they find the nest that was in the street, there's an Akum loss. Suppose the Akum is in the business of something to say, so an Akum lost the nest. And then the soil will find the rest, and he'll use it. And Sukkot he'll not be carrying because Lochemit is just like Gezlach, the Rebbe says, Lochemit. The other Achim Lachim, there is a difference between Gezlach, even if it's Mutah, so it's only a heter. But there is no Akkas Mami that he should gain with his Eche, and Abedas Akkum. So it's like Abidas Yisroel Lachayush, so then he can be Zeicher. So here too, but according to the Bach, it's only Eta. If it's given Yush, so Zeicher cannot be. So it's only Eta. So Mele, apparently, there are more of these in Bach. So Mele, he cannot be Zeicher, it's not his fault. So Mele, there's an Israel in his Bach. And the core is chilik and the Bach. The core is chilik and the Bach. The core holds that there is a difference between Gezlach and the Eta. But there is no Akkas Mami. But Abidas Akkum is like Abidas Yisroel Lachayush. So there is Akkas Mami in the Bach, each other. So in the Bach, there is no Yisrael of Lilvas Akkumis. Suppose somebody wants to take away my money. He wants to take away my money. My money. And I cannot prevent it except by lying. By telling him, oh no, this is sacred property. It shall fall off. You know, it might be punished. And it's not your fault. Will I be either a miser or a nameless ass? Of course you are allowed to say a lie. In order to prevent an unauthorized seizure of power. Some melee, that's why, so here, since it's not the dual Yuchas, that there is a texture. Some melee, the Dragon explains the time basis of Abidas Akum, and the core holds, not on the back, that Abidas Akum, there is a first moment. So, and he, the Muhas, wants to take away something that he has a right to be Zeicha. He has already invested right in it. So he's allowed to deceive it. But Hamoy, he's in the back. Some melee, if the Muhas grabs it, he will not grab something that belongs to the Jew. He'll grab something that belongs to the Melech. But the Jew has a right. Two things. So there is no economic. So what heta? Does he have to be Jinnibas Apeles? There's no heta. Now, if there is Jinnibas Amalek, so then he shows some suggest and he can even force him to pay it. Why? So he mentions the price in Sachs Mohan's perfect chart. The price says, here is Amalek's Pateus Amalek's. So So what does it mean? It doesn't mean because of Jesus they will endanger the lives of the Jews. It means even if it is such a case, the Melach will not come. No, the Melach will not come now. But if in the event of the Melach finding out, he will be very angry and he will impose a strict penalty upon the Jew, so melee deceiving is also honest. What is honest? In other words, if somebody does something deceptive, not forceful, so is deceptively considered the harms or not? So it depends. If I deceive the person, and in the event he finds out, he won't do anything to me. So we don't just say, listen, you evaded a tax, so then deceptively is not considered a harmless. But if I deceive the muchas, and in the event the muchas finds out, then we impose a penalty upon him. But he doesn't find out. So melee deception is also a harmless. If they are harmless, it's just some melee, he can even force him to pay the tax. That's all I can say. Like Mao, I've been sure. Let me close.